Derek, I've seen this one.
I heard good things about
the
performances.
I've seen it twice. I love it.
Saw it twice.
Bradley Cooper could get nominated for 4 Oscars, and he probably will.
That sounds pretty good.
As I said before, if you like music at all, go see this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what kind of music you like. If you like music at all, mm-hmm. go see this movie. It's brilliant.
I heard great things about Gaga in the movie.
Yeah, she's amazing. Bradley Cooper's amazing. It is one of the best movies I've seen in the last 5 years.
Sam Elliott is really good. He's in it too.
Oh, The Stranger.
Right.
Excellent. Going back to Big Lebowski. All right, number 6 is The Nutcracker in the Four Realms. It's been out for 3 weeks. It's got a gross of $44 million.
What's
it
about?
The Nutcracker, I'm hit and miss on it. I like listening to it. I don't like to see it. I'm not going to see this one. Nutcracker in the Four Realms. It is about The Nutcracker. A young girl transported to a magical world of gingerbread soldiers and an army of mice.
I'll stay home and crack nuts on the couch.
Skip it.
Yeah.
I don't get into that stuff. So
watch it on cable, but no little girls, so I don't have to go see it.
I might leave it on the television for the cat if there's an army of mice.
Hey,
that's
right?
About the extent
exactly.
of it.
5.6 out of 10 on IMDb, so not a great return there. Widows is $12.4 million at number one.
What's that?
Set in Chicago, time of turmoil. Four women with nothing in common except a debt left behind by their dead husbands. Criminal activities take fate into their own hands, conspire to forge a future on their own terms by director Steve McQueen. I've heard good things about it. I'm going to rent this one. Widows.
I might Netflix it.
Who's in that?
I don't like to give my money to movies.
I think Alfred Woodward is in it.
Yes.
Who else is in this?
Viola Davis?
No, I'm confusing Viola Davis with Alfred
Viola
Woodward.
Davis.
Liam Neeson is in it, probably briefly. Michelle Rodriguez is in it from Lost, of course. Robert Duvall's in it, probably briefly. They're basically the dead husbands, and, you know, all the women take over and and basically...
Yeah, that's the one where
take care of their criminal activities.
I have a hard time looking at this film as anything other than neo blaxploitation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I know it's Steve McQueen, and Steve McQueen is like a great director.
But they're not all black women, though, are they?
No.
So it's like a feminism movie.
But it still looks pretty good.
Yeah,
it still looks pretty good.
I'll probably see it on Netflix. Maybe I don't know.
I will skip it.
Kind of a skip it for me.
All right, Molly.
Netflix,
all right. Number 4 is Instant Family. It's been out for a week, $14.5 million. A couple finds themselves over their heads when they foster 3 children. It's got a 7.6 out of 10. It's PG-13. It's got Mark Wahlberg in it, Rose Byrne. I'm going to skip it. I'm going to skip it, but what do you guys think? Is it a comedy? I guess it is.
Yeah. Please.
Skip it into the ocean. Is
comedy drama. Danielle, is a skip it?
Hell yeah.
Yeah? Winston?
I'm with Danielle.
Like Mark Wahlberg.
All right.
Please, no more Mark Wahlberg family comedies.
Yeah,
make it
terrible.
Stop.
Yeah.
I mean, with the exception of maybe like The Fighter and then maybe Boogie Nights, his acting is comical.
The Departed.
I mean... Yeah,
Departed.
But he's barely
he's
in
fantastic
that. I mean, right.
I best
movie. But I'm talking about a movie that he's been the star of. Like, the other guys, I can't.
But ever since Daddy's Home made money, we get a Mark Wahlberg family comedy every Christmas, whether we want it or not.
Well,
right.
I think, Molly, you might be on your own on this one. Do you want to see this one, Instant Family?
Netflix.
All right. Yours are rented. All right. Number 3, and we're going to move into Derek's show.
I canceled cable before I watch
briefly
that.
Here, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Bohemian Rhapsody, I want to see it. I haven't seen it. $128 million gross. It's been out for 3 weeks. Daniela, see it, rent it, skip it.
You know, this might be like a rent it or Netflix it for me. I don't know that I want it. I don't give my money to the theaters because I think it's overpriced. So,
all right.
But I would be curious because I do watch Mr. Robot and Rami Malek is on that. And I'd like to see what his work is like with this because I know what it's like with that other show.
All right, so we got to rent it.
I'm pretty sure he channels demons, so I wouldn't be surprised if he was just walking around and Freddie Mercury was inside of him.
All right. Winston, Bohemian Rhapsody.
I think that's a see it.
It's a see it. All right.
Might be a see it if there's time. It's definitely a rent it because there could be Oscar nominations for this one.
Plus the soundtrack. I mean, probably not going to hate the soundtrack. That's the good news.
I was looking for the soundtrack the other day. I don't even know if it's out yet. I didn't see it at Newbury Comics.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is. Okay.
But,
and
wait,
it's Remy singing?
No.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
No, he does not sing in the movie.
Oh, it's just Queen music that I already have.
Right. Yeah. No, you don't.
Really?
Because they've got the Live Aid stuff
on
it.
Oh, all
right. That has never been released before.
Oh, that's nice. All right. That's a good thing to know.
That's their hook to get you to
buy it.
Yeah, that's a good thing to know.
Yeah, to give you a reason to.
Molly, Bohemian Rhapsody?
I'd see it, but I heard that they change a lot of stuff to kind of
make it a story.
Mm-hmm. Make it, like a Hollywood, like his, his illness and you know, all that stuff. But yeah, no, I'd see it.
I'm still hard to see it on this because I loved Freddie Mercury, my favorite front man of all time, rock and roll. I think he's fantastic. The Grinch is number two, made $127 million in 2 weeks.
How many times are they going to make this into a movie?
I'm a big skip it on The Grinch.
No, I'm a huge skip it.
How about yourself?
We get it.
Yeah.
Stop beating the dead horse.
I'll watch the original.
They've already ruined the original, too, I feel like, by pumping that out too much. With everything, they just oversaturate.
That's a hard skip.
Hard skip for me, too. Derek, Molly, The Grinch.
Is Jim Carrey in this one again?
No.
Rent it.
No, what's his name is, though? Cumberbatch, you mentioned, right?
Yeah.
Cumberbatch.
I like him. It's a Rent It.
He looks like the Grinch. Yeah. All right. Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. I am going to rent it. I'm going to rent it on that. It's number one. The soundtrack's been playing in the background. Made $62 million over the weekend. I'm hearing it's not as good as the first one.
We saw it.
I loved the first one. I thought it was a lot of fun.
The first one was good.
Yeah.
The first one was good.
This has problems.
You saw it.
We did.
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
Here's the problem.
In IMAX, too.
Spoiler alert.
Here's the problem. In a 2-hour and 15-minute movie, there isn't any actual plot development until about an hour and 50 minutes
in. So they're setting it up for the next one.
And then they cram all of the storytelling into the last 25 minutes.
Yeah. That's kind of like the problem with Jurassic World 2 this year.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say there were no beasts. And I was like, well, that's a critical thing.
There are no beasts, and they're not fantastic.
They're mediocre.
There's beasts, and there's a bunch of people walking around doing stuff, but none of it has anything to do with the story.
Yeah.
Jinx, you owe me a soda.
Wow, how do you do that?
And then all of a sudden at the end, they're like, well, this is this, and that's that, and this is the other thing. You're like, whoa, slow down. What's going on here?
Okay, that's crazy. It. So Derek and Molly, you've seen it, so you're saying rent it?
If you're a Harry Potter fan, you have to see it.
Because of the visuals.
Yeah.
Then I definitely won't see it.
Because it is good. It is good, but you can walk in for the last 30 minutes of it and pretty much get the whole movie.
Yeah, I'm gonna rent this one. So we got to rent it, a skip it. Winston? Yeah.
See it.
I see it. All right. He's ready to see it. And then Molly and Derek have already seen it, but they're saying rent it.
I think what Winston's really saying is that he doesn't trust Molly Derek's judgment at all, is what just happened.
No, I want to see all the beasts on the big screen.
I'm just messing with you.
All right, that is Watch This. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'm sticking around with Winston, thank you, and Daniela and Molly, and Derek is starting. Is it Hear It Wow, Derek? Mm-hmm. We are doing Hear It Wow Thanksgiving show. It's a salute to American consumerism once again, and Derek is going to get ready.
Redundant.
I'll leave you with some Fantastic Beasts soundtrack as we switch places here. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Happy Thanksgiving, one and all. Stick around for Hear It Wow with Derek Carey and friends.
Just finished dining at Kingston Seaway Restaurant.
Hello. Hello, baby. Hello.
Wow. You're some operator.
I was born in a basement in 1959.
Editor's note. No filter or increase in tape speed were used for these scenes.
Without you as the liaison between McDonald's Corporation and the customer, we're dead.
A free candy bar for every child. that knows what grows in the secret garden? The answer, of course, is love, hope, and happiness.
Thank you for letting us introduce you to one of the finest entertainment products available, and happy motoring.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. Thanksgiving Eve. And you know what that means. It is the 14th annual salute to American holiday consumerism here. A special Thanksgiving Eve edition of Hear It Wow. I'm Derek Gary. I am your host. Be with you until 9 o'clock tonight. Falling out the window, we have Daniela Capolino. Don't rely on those windows to do anything, because they don't.
Oh, you were trying to... What are you doing? I love Thanksgiving Eve. I like
she's
that word.
She's trying to fix the draft, and it's like, no. Also, Chris Earle with us.
Yes, thank Welcome you, back, Derek. Chris I like Earle. Being over this side. It's
Winston
nice to be on
Kidd.
This side again.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure to have you back. My lovely wife, Molly, is with us
Hello,
as well.
Hello, lovely
hey,
wife,
Molly. You've got
You've got to move in
Beautiful
on the microphone.
Bride.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
you know, just sort of... Get in there.
Get in close. Oh, yeah.
I'm shy.
Yeah. Well, stop being... You're on the radio. You can't be shy. It doesn't work that way.
Yes. Shyness doesn't work on the radio.
So, tonight, as we have done every Thanksgiving Eve for the last 14 years, we're going to be taking a look at Black Friday. And...
Is it as black as ever this year?
If you're a retailer, it is. It really is.
Listen, no Toys R Us, right? Is this the first Christmas without a Toys R Us?
How sad is that?
Everybody's crying.
Toys
Where
R
am
Us?
I going to buy my toys that I'm going to have to donate in a year because my kids don't
Amazon.
Play with them?
Amazon.
Yeah.
Well, Amazon, didn't they buy Toys R Us anyway?
It's just not that fun, though.
Toys R Us... Gone.
Right. But I thought that Amazon swallowed Toys R Us like a long time ago, or like you can buy Toys R Us. They had their own tab, I thought. Did they not on Amazon?
Not that I remember.
I'm pretty sure.
We
still was a point.
We still got an FAO Schwartz, though, right? Just not a whole bunch of them.
But
there's
you're gonna go
one
to
in Rockefeller
week.
Center.
They reopened it, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is the only
the original.
It's the only toy store in America.
Yeah. The one
well,
in
that's
Boston.
That's fine. There's too many toys.
Ago.
Go on Craigslist and go to a yard sale. You'll see there's too many toys in this. Mm-hmm. I mean, stop buying toys.
But it's interesting because there are no toy stores left in America other than like Henry Bear's Park and like
Yeah,
the
like
little,
mom and pop little.
You know, if you live in a rich thing. If you live in a rich town.
Yeah, KB's been gone for a good 10, 15 years. Now, right? KB?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you live in a rich town, you can go buy that Melissa and Doug crap at the toy store on the corner.
Who do you like better, Melissa or Doug?
They're both terrible people. They really are.
Scumbags.
Garbage, pretentious, made in China, wannabe upscale toys.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and it's there. Yeah, I have nothing nice to say about them.
First time I heard, I was like, who?
Yeah. But it's because they don't have, Doug. Because Toys R Us is gone. Everybody else is in the toy business now.
Right.
Also gone. Radio Shack. Gone.
No, really?
No
I
more
didn't
Radio
hear
Shack.
This.
They're done.
When did that happen?
Yeah, when did that happen?
I know it's been a long, slow decline.
They've always sucked.
They pretty much killed the last of them recently. There may still be a few of them around, but
they're almost
done.
It's so weird
done.
We're out of business considering we used like handwritten receipts and asked for people's phone number for the first 5,000 years of our business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember Tandy Electronics from Radio Shack? I used to have a great little one where
it was the first computer I ever used in school.
Oh, it was fantastic. There was this one that was track and field, and the guy ran over hurdles.
Oh, yeah.
It was
kind of
electronic. It was cool. It was great.
They had,
the only good thing I ever got from Radio Shack.
They had that little caveman game.
Except herpes.
Handheld. It was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
and you can actually play those in an emulator now.
That was from the girl that worked at Radio Shack.
Yeah. Also gone, and this is going to break Winston's heart, Cabela's. Gone.
Really?
Gone.
You're kidding.
Really? They were here for like a hot minute.
Cabela's,
seriously?
Cabela's was absorbed by the Bass Pro Shops people.
Well, oh,
this is all news to me.
Right,
when is this stuff happening?
They're at Patriot Place.
This has been going on all year.
Listen, that's the one store that you...
reading the internet.
That's the one store that you don't want to camp out at on Black Friday because you were
Cabela's?
Up against professionals.
Yeah,
and they got guns.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
They got guns.
That is like, go to Best Buy and deal with... you know.
Derek always has a gun. There's got to be a gun for sale this year. There's got to be one.
All right. I hate to blow this right now. there is no free gun.
You're kidding,
man. Black Friday.
Oh, well, here's the thing, though. I told you there's no free gun.
The world is changing.
But that
changing.
Doesn't mean there isn't a gun on sale.
There isn't even a good gun sale.
We're going to knives. You don't bring knives to a gunfight.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Now, I want a good hunting knife.
You do bring your knives.
Somebody with. Yes.
We will get to the free knives.
Hunting knives.
Let's do it.
Okay, free knives and free smokers?
Cheap ammo. No. Free knives and cheap ammo. That's what that's we got good. This that holiday.
You just hit it with a rock on a stump in your yard.
I was just going to say, you're going to throw it at him and try to hope that you hit.
So in
oh, you need a weapon?
In a certain
it's a
sense,
blow dart gun.
This is a fairly disappointing Black Friday.
I mean, it depends on what side of the fence you're on.
Yeah. Get a blow dart gun. That thing's
depends
fantastic,
on what side of the
too.
Gun you're on.
But, the Incas use it.
But, Gap announced today they're closing a whole ton of stores.
Who?
The Gap.
Oh,
the Gap.
Oh, that's what I'm shocked.
Or as I used to call it in the 80s, the Gap.
Their sales fell into the Gap, and so now they have to close the stores.
No more Slacks.
Not
Sears,
a shocker.
Your local Sears is probably gone. Your
that
local
one I'm
Kmart's
a little like,
probably
yes,
gone.
You know,
Sears went
where do you
quick.
Go to buy a washer dryer? Say Best Buy.
Burlington Mall changed so quick that Sears is gone. The great, geez, I'm already forgetting what it was. A Pizzeria Uno that was there is gone.
Yeah.
The Johnny Rockets is gone.
Johnny Rockets?
Yeah, the Rainforest Cafe is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, Burlington Mall's changing.
Wait, the Rainforest is gone?
Yeah.
That's
gone.
Yeah.
That's fine. I never even went in there.
They didn't even have a telethon for it?
No, we killed the Rainforest.
That's one Rainforest I'm glad to see go.
They're raising cattle in there.
It was really
now.
Annoying.
That thing
but
was
Sears,
the
Sears, you could have gotten like some nice, a new fridge, a washer dryer.
Sears was great.
Before.
I bought my washer dryer.
Now Primark's in there and you can get.
What can you get there?
What's Primark? I thought they closed.
I still don't even know what it is. I walk through and I'm like, what is this place?
It's like a European-style clothing store.
Yeah. Well, no, it's like Europe's answer to
Walmart.
Anything
with pee in it, I don't go to.
It's, you can buy a shirt in there that disintegrates if you get it wet, so don't put it in the wash.
Yeah, it's trash.
I bought a pair of shoes there. They still work.
Tell me L.L. Bean's got something for sale, because I like that store.
They don't really Black Friday
I was going to say,
things.
They don't sell.
They don't?
No.
No, not really.
They don't put stuff on sale.
It's after Christmas. You'll get, like, if you sign up, you'll get catalogs. Like, I used to get stuff, and like back then, it was 50 to 75% off of, like, 100% wool sweater. But this was, like, 15 to 20 years ago.
We were talking off mic about Savers. That's the place to go. I got an L.L. Bean jacket for $10
there,
brand new, fantastic.
It's great. The good quality stuff is showing up because people want the new stuff. So they don't understand that what they're giving away is actually not, is what they should probably keep.
The day after Christmas, you can get a canoe for like 70% off at L.L. Bean. So
you can do the journey that they did
Black
in
Rose.
Quebec.
I'm going to track. I'm going to track my.
Before
Christmas,
they know everybody wants to give their stuff, and they're like, no discounts for you. Yeah. Like, they'll give you 10% off, and it's like, hey, 10%. It's like,
please. That doesn't even
mass
pay for the gas
is
that it
like
took
up to
me
that now.
There is one retailer, however, that is bringing its Black Friday game hard this year.
Who's that?
Super hard.
Is it the weed stores? They just opened.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Not going to be the weed stores.
Not going to tell you who it is until we get there.
Yeah.
Not going to tell you who it is until we get there, but they are bringing the Black Friday game hard.
I'm going to go on like, and I'm going to say it's Joann Fabrics.
Yes. All right. Danielle just spoiled.
Oh, spoiler alert.
No.
I didn't hear anything.
So here's the ground rules for this whole thing. No week-long sales. We don't talk about those.
Okay.
No rebates. Mm-hmm. We don't do the rebates.
Yeah,
either you're giving me money off at the
nobody
point
wants
of
to
purchase.
Jump through the hoops
I never
mailing in a receipt and all that.
Yeah.
We don't talk about cell phones or because that's always a scam.
Right.
Yes.
Or jewelry for the most part because that's a scam
in and of itself.
Or as I call it, jewelry.
Yeah. All right.
So here's a question.
Now I have to go apologize. I have to go apologize.
It's funny.
I was waiting for. I was like, my show. But.
I have a serious question.
Okay.
Every year we get together, we do this, and we go through them.
Yep.
But what I've never truly understood is...
Why?
No, I know why. What ranking, what order, how do you set the order for which ones we go through?
Well, I set the order based on the retailers that are the biggest Black Friday players.
Mm. Okay.
So we're starting big.
Years ago, I used to pay some attention to when stores opened. And, look, this year is as bad as ever. And we'll get into that.
I mean, Massachusetts has a rule, right? They can't open until...
They have blue laws.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Massachusetts and now Rhode Island and now Maine.
Right, because people were driving to.
Cannot open their stores prior to 12:01 a.m. on Friday morning.
Which I think is good.
I mean, that's fine. I agree. When is enough money for these people?
Enjoy your holiday.
Plus, you got to eat.
Basically.
So you got to eat.
Twice, at least.
Yeah. We start with Walmart because that's where the riots are. That's where you may get killed.
Zoot suit riot.
For a deal. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, probably not worth it this year. They're opening at 6 o'clock.
That's the front page of their flyer.
Yeah, this is it.
What's sorry, on
it?
I'm reacting. Nothing. It's very empty. I just see like six blocks of advertised prices, but there's a lot of black
leftover Halloween
space.
Candy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Here's what you get. This is what Walmart thinks is going to be big this holiday season.
Color TV.
But they're all by like, you know. Errortronics, you know, like
yeah. Mm-hmm. The PlayStation 4 Slim. If you don't have one of these yet,
did you just call me Slim?
Yes, he was talking to me. $199 comes with the new Spider-Man game.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
That's $100 off. That is a good deal. Everyone has this deal,
but everybody also has the PlayStation 4, which is why the deal exists. But
everyone has that deal. You don't have to go to Walmart to get it. Everybody has that deal. Good, and someone is going to give you a better deal on that. So
yeah, I was going to say Monday, Cyber Monday, wouldn't something like that? They'll see how many sales they can get with $199 on Friday.
Oh, I gotta,
and then maybe what throw you in a second game or something like that to entice you to buy it Monday. Or?
I got a better Black Friday deal for you on it. We'll get to that. Later
I mean, I'm
in
not
the
in
show.
The market, but I appreciate. I like to listen.
We got a 65-inch 4K Roku smart TV, and these are actually not bad. This isn't a super high quality. HDTV.
There's a Roku built into it?
The Roku is built into it. It's a smart TV. I believe this is a Toshiba makes this one. There's a couple different companies that are making these. $400 for a 65-inch 4K TV.
Not bad.
At that price, if it's bad, you can just stick it outside and watch it.
I was going to say free on Craigslist in 2 weeks.
I have to mention my Toshiba from 1999, the projection TV, which we've watched plenty of movies on, is still working 19 years later.
Yep.
Shout out to Toshiba.
Shout out to Toshiba.
They make decent stuff. $99 will get you a hoverboard with light up wheels.
A real one?
No, it's the one with the wheels on the side.
No, but Michael Wood J. Fox will come deliver it, though.
Yeah. The other TV.
Shaking.
I was just going to say, it might stirred. Take a little while.
Shaking.
Why is my doorbell ringing 15 times in a row?
That's bad.
Sorry.
Yeah, you were to have a born.
They got a $99 40-inch TV as well, but it's a Hisense.
Hisense.
It cries when there's a sad movie on, or like
Panasonic, I think is makes
sense. Sony.
So if you need a TV to smash for like a student film or a music video or something like that.
Comes with Intergizer batteries.
40-inch Hisense is here for you.
Go to Savers.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, that hoverboard, 165-pound limit for anybody riding it.
Which means 165-pound limit.
Which means none of us here are eligible to ride.
I am. Excuse me.
Hey.
You are.
Yeah. Molly, I'm sure.
Hey.
She doesn't weigh 165.
But you know that the three guys that
don't be rude. That's your wife. Hello. You're supposed to go, oh, you're right. Yeah, she doesn't.
I'll get one for each
even if
foot.
She does.
You are so...
You are in the D-O-G-G house.
What do I do now?
One you're going to end foot. Up in the oven with the turkey if you don't watch it.
Probably, exactly.
Turkey.
Now, remember years
there's
ago...
There's so many things I want to call you right now, but I can't because we're
off. Right. We'll be off
this
the air.
This is how far Black Friday has fallen. Remember years ago, you'd go
like,
to Walmart and you'd buy the stuff and they give you like a $50 gift card?
Yeah,
they did do that.
None of that this
no
year.
More gift cards.
None of that
nobody's
this year.
Buying anything. And that's why this stuff is so cheap because they've got too much of it in the warehouse.
But also,
so they're like, you know what? We've actually been ripping you off this whole time. So here, take a TV for $100.
They want to get away from the gift cards because that actually costs the money to make the gift card. They would rather give you an email with a link to it and a code.
No, you know what they're doing? Come early at 4 p.m.
for coffee,
Keurig hot cocoa, and cookies.
Gay.
Oh, come
on. Oh, my God.
Can I say that?
That's at 4 p.m., though.
That's at 4 p.m.
4 p.m. when? After they already opened at midnight?
No. They're opening at 6 o'clock. So if you get there 2 hours early, they'll give you a cookie and a cup of coffee.
Oh, everywhere else they open at 6 o'clock. Here they don't open until midnight. So we don't get coffee and cookies, what you're saying.
No, you don't get any of that.
What
at least Saks does champagne and cookies.
Just what Walmart people need, fat and sugar.
When we were in New York, they did that.
Now this is...
We'd be giving out handing out celery. Nobody would get in line.
A little slice of tofurkey.
This isn't a bad deal. This is a Samsung Chromebook for $99.
Nice.
If you have a... I would say maybe an elementary school age child who might need a computer. Mm-hmm. If you have a grandparent who needs a computer, the $99 Chromebook isn't good for much other than surfing the web.
Yeah.
And for night,
looks like it would survive a little bit of a drop too.
It's $100 off, and it's not a bad machine.
Do you remember the $100 laptop movement that was passing years ago?
This
there
is
you
it.
Go, right there. The $100
laptop. We made it.
Yeah,
send them all to Africa.
I was going to say the 17 warehouses full of them right now.
That's a good laptop. Too bad they don't have internet there,
or electricity. No.
Or water, or food.
Or electricity.
Or people that actually care and aren't warlords.
You know what they have
advantage.
There? Cholera. Sorry.
Yes, but...
Who's selling that?
But they can see Facebook ads.
Yes.
And that's all that really matters. Is that they can see advertising on Facebook.
I always like to bring a dose of reality.
I was
going to
say, Chris flipped the script once he got on the other side of the board, and he's sucking me in, so I apologize. I'm not a terrible person, but we're having a good time.
Drones.
And, you know, Africa.
Drones are good. We got a $70
drone. I'm not saying you're terrible people.
Drones. 70? Not bad.
Yeah, $70 for a drone. No.
Put a turkey on it. What's the weight limit?
I just saw one at BJ's for like $50 though.
Yeah, this is the thing. A lot of drones this holiday season because people are sick. Now that you have to register with the FAA.
Oh, you do? I finally got one. It's amazing.
Nobody wants the drones anymore.
It's a Star Wars TIE fighter. The thing's amazing.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like you press the buttons and it hovers in front of you and just like whizzes. I'm like, look at this thing. This is crazy.
It's cool until you wake up at 3 in the morning and you open your eyes and it's hovering in front of your face on its own.
It's all right. It's my dream.
And it's like, you're out of milk. And you're like, what's going on?
So the drones have kind of fallen out of favor this year. And you know what else no one has for Black Friday? GoPro cameras. Done.
Really?
Yeah.
No GoPro cameras.
Is it because, like, why do you think?
Because GoPro is going out of business, basically. And they can't afford to discount the stuff anymore.
I got one. I never use it.
Yeah. That's what everybody got.
I was just about to ask,
like,
do you like it? But apparently,
never
you don't.
Know this. Yeah.
I would just make driving videos all the time, but nobody wants to watch the ones that I put on Instagram.
I put it on my forehead and have conversation with the people so I could record them. But I just don't get around to it.
Next year I'm gonna save my money and gonna go amateur.
There's no time to watch all these videos anymore.
Yeah, I know.
It's like we just did it.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Right.
We just did it.
Yeah.
So you want to know what movies failed at the home box office this year? Because they're on sale and
that?
They're cheap.
They're cheaper than Savers.
Jurassic World: Fallen Kingdom.
Horrible.
$8 on Blu-ray.
I wouldn't even say rent it.
I'd say skip it. $1.96 category. What's that?
Yeah. Oh, the $1.90. Well, these are DVDs that are, you know,
bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
Jurassic World is there.
Mostly kids movies.
That was good
in there.
The first one was good.
Deadpool 2 is on sale. That's not bad. $7.96.
Nice.
Also available for $7.96. Solo, a Star Wars story.
I rewatched it this week, and I have to say, I was very critical of it the first time I saw it. Seeing it the second time, I liked it more.
All right.
I have to say that.
Huh. You're a traitor to the cause.
It's worth $8.
I say it's best out of three, so call us when you watch it again.
It is a waste of your life.
Me and
what's
Winston
Solo?
Saw it.
I don't even know what that is.
Han Solo. Yeah, it's the Star Wars.
You're better off for it.
Solo movie.
Oh.
It came out earlier this year.
It's the next installment of them killing Star Wars.
It wasn't
because I feel
that
like there was
fun,
one
but
with
watching
a,
it again wasn't that.
I don't
bad.
Know who Kylo Ren is. I just know that name. That He's there was a movie guy. That yeah. was it, that he that's He's, is that Han Solo's kid? Is that
grandson of Darth Vader?
Okay,
yeah.
So but then wasn't there like another like secondary, not associated but associated movie? That's why I don't know
Rogue
what all
One.
These movies
Rogue
are.
Rogue One,
okay,
yeah. Which is
and
fantastic.
Then was there a cartoon?
Yeah,
no.
Yes.
Yeah, this
See?
Cartoons.
I can't. This Disney machine needs to
too enough. Much Star Wars.
Too much Star Wars.
What else we got?
Which Ewok are you? Shut up.
Also, $8.
I'd be low, Greg.
Incredibles 2 on DVD.
He's the witch doctor.
That was just in theaters like three
that
weeks
was,
ago.
That was
10
good.
Minutes ago.
However, it didn't do much more than Incredibles 1.
Because they wanted to rush it out so they could
get Elastic Girl the hero, of course.
They'll make the...
Yeah.
No. Spoiler alert, hello. I didn't even get a chance to not watch it yet.
That's in the trailer.
I'm kidding.
I haven't seen Incredibles 2 yet.
It's good. It's good, but it's not
I'm
as good as Incredibles 1.
I'm waiting for the mediocres.
Oh. You know what actually did better at the home box office? Because these cost a dollar more at $8.96. Ready Player One.
Good movie.
That's a dollar more. I didn't like it that much, but I didn't hate it.
Oh, the middle of the movie is fantastic. just the middle of the movie is worth buying that movie.
Yeah, the Greatest Showman.
That was great. I thought that was great. That was a huge surprise.
That's
to me.
In 4K, actually. Also, $8.96.
That's $4,000?
No, 4K video. Wonder Woman. 4K.
Yeah. If it was Linda Carter, Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, Rick and Morty is $9.96. Is that the pickle in the middle?
That is the season 3 DVD.
I love these. Oh, you just don't get it. No, it's dumb. Period.
Who is it? Season 3 Rick and Morty?
Yeah.
I don't even know Rick and Morty.
$9.96.
What are they on? Comedy Central?
Yes.
Cartoon?
Adult Swim.
Adult Swim.
Oh, Adult Swim.
Yeah.
We got the game deals. $35 for a bunch of games, including a few that are fairly new. Assassin's Creed Odyssey just came out. Nice. $35 at Walmart. Kirby Star Allies just came out for Nintendo Switch. $35.
How do parents afford to feed Walmart. Their kids with $35 games?
Forza Horizon 4, $35 at Walmart. So you've got one great title for each one of those systems. It's $35. Mm-hmm. Plus, they got a bunch of other stuff that's cheaper than
Tetris,
that.
How much is Tetris? Because that's more my speed.
You can get that for like $20.
Paperboy, no, Crystal Castles. Yeah.
There's a new $40 Tetris out for PlayStation 4.
$40 for Tetris?
Also buy the miniature version of Tetris.
I want it.
It's like $20 at Target or Walmart.
Yeah,
I'm just going to play with my Jenga blocks.
Checked it out. Mm-hmm. The screen's on that not that good.
You know what's cool? The Data East thing. Did you see that? It's got like 40 games built into it. It's $80.
I might look
into
that.
That's pretty cool. If that's on sale, that's worth picking up.
$5 games at Walmart. Sorry, Clue, Connect 4, Trouble. These are good things to have around the house.
See, that's what I used to do when I would do Secret Santa stuff. Yeah. I would buy the most bang for my buck. I'd get a bunch of Play-Doh. I'd get a bunch of $5, a couple dollar game, like anything like that, so I could kind of spread it among more kids than instead of spending $20 on one kid.
I understand Chutes and Ladders and Candy Land.
Yes.
But why Trouble? What was the big deal with Trouble?
Because it was the pop-up thing.
Yeah.
I never got it.
My neighbor had it. We didn't have it, but I coveted it because of that stupid pop-up thing. My mother should have just bought me a Snapple bottle and I would have been happy.
Life, Operation, Battleship, $10 each.
Battleship, great. Yeah.
I already picked up
Life,
Battleship.
Nah, I'll draw the line.
Oh, Life is great. I love that movie.
Does your child need a...
We should play that again now.
Yes. Let's play Life.
Does your child need a giant stuffed sloth?
Sloth?
$20 for the.
Derek
the sloth.
Just made me question everything in life by saying it that way. I was like, wait, have I been saying everything wrong?
Yeah,
forever?
It's actually
using the Queen's English.
It's actually called a sloth.
Mm-hmm.
So is it sloth? Is this cloth?
There's one in
Aguirre,
the Wrath of God. He shows it to his 15-year-old daughter. It's pretty awesome.
It's a big sloth.
What's the deal with that whole thing? Because I know when I used to be on Twitter, it was like everybody was into this. I don't even want to say.
I don't understand why people are into sloths.
Yeah, I don't.
They're always falling asleep, and they must love just the fact of lazing around in the pajamas.
Is that what it is? But I'm like, fingers or like its claws.
It'll claw your face.
I'm like, nothing.
It may be slow, but it'll claw your face.
No,
they're there for.
No. They're very docile.
Imagine that and be like, and it'll touch out lovingly.
You fall asleep, and it's worse than a kitten.
No, people keep them as pets.
I dare you to ask one for a back scratch.
They're evil.
Ask one for a massage and see what happens.
Because it's still 2017, Walmart has the Holly and Jolly...
2018.
I see what you're saying.
Because it's still 2017.
Listen, I'm taking issue with the position of those dolls at the bottom there. That's
Walmart has the Holly and Jolly Fingerlings 2-pack.
What is that?
That was the finger monkey that was the hot toy last year.
I don't know anything about it.
A holiday-themed pair of
Winston,
them for
$30. Give me the Fingerlings toy for Christmas.
Point it on the page so I can see what I'm like. Show me on the...
They're up here. They're little monkeys that sit on your
finger. I thought Fingerlings were potatoes.
We both need finger monkeys.
They are.
Oh, they are
they're
potatoes.
Delicious. Yes, and they're delicious.
So they made a toy out of them, like a Mr. Potato Head?
No, it's a little
puppet?
And it reacts to touch, and it's electronic, and it humps your finger.
Right.
Is basically.
Exactly. It's like the Tickle Me Elmo.
But can it hump other things that look like a finger?
I know.
One thing you really want to go to Walmart for Black Friday...
Chris, it's been nice having you on MFO. Sorry, Derek.
I don't care if you sink your show, but you got to take me down with you.
I didn't do anything. I'm just talking.
It's the jolliest night of the year. Talking. And you're, wow.
Good grief.
I'm jollier than I normally am.
Alluded to the fact
Molly
that
needs to be less shy, maybe.
On air.
Oh, no.
Oh, never live it down. Never live it down.
So here's a nice piece of child maiming equipment for your home. This is the 36-inch mini trampoline with handrail.
Oh, that's good. Oh,
so I want one of those. I want one.
One of the worst things you can get a kid is a trampoline. Oh,
$25
Come on.
It's a nice convenient and place to knock your teeth out.
$25
If you're going to get a kid a trampoline, it has to be like $500 or more. So it has
Let him jump
safety.
On the damn bed.
Not $25 No, no. You're going to break your ankle just stepping on it.
But it's an indoor trampoline.
Right.
You don't want it to be that big because then the kid's head is stuck in the roof.
They put that nice convenient handle so you can break your teeth on it.
You know what? The little nephew's got a trampoline. Thing's awesome. And he's he bounces up
is
and down.
It little
it's
or big?
Pretty awesome. It's little.
Little, yeah.
He's little too. But
they should put them in a steel cage.
I had a little trampoline growing up, but I never hurt myself.
I had one.
Considering how klutzy I am, that's miraculous.
We had one in the 70s. It was called a bed. Yeah.
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
By the way, we got to get rid of that lousy couch behind.
Oh my
that
God,
thing's been
the
there
DNA,
for like 20
please.
Years.
Heelys.
There's
long
no spring
each.
Left to that. What's a Heely?
Wait, those are still around?
Yeah.
Oh, the shoes?
Those are the things
wow.
you attach to the heel of your shoes so
wait a
you
minute.
Can skate around?
They used to be in the shoe.
What?
But now they attach to the
now
shoe?
Now they attach to the shoe.
Okay. I thought those were part of the shoe.
Compatible with
they
all
were.
Shoes.
You had to install
they
them.
They were part of the shoe.
So Heelys are part of the shoe?
They well, were, and now they are no longer because people stopped buying them because what are you going to do with a shoe with wheels in it? Nobody gives a damn.
Well,
because
so they were banned everywhere because yeah. kids
well,
were
kids
getting
were
hurt.
Zipping around the mall.
Yeah.
Well, I yelled at a girl at Savers the other day because she was riding a bicycle through the store like it was the park, and I was like, I know.
Not supposed to
I'm sorry. That's an unacceptable.
Now, this is a new way to hurt your child. For $148,
so
this is the Hover One hoverboard and go-kart combo. This turns
ridiculous.
Your hoverboard into a tricycle that your child can sit on with no restraint system whatsoever. I have no idea how you steer this.
Okay, first
that
of all,
that is an accident waiting to happen.
You're steering
seriously.
It with your feet. It's like what they it's like they pared down a big wheel and took away the steering.
I love the big wheel.
Yeah.
God,
it's
I love
two
it.
Wheels arms
in the,
are just sort of
two
free
wheels in
to
the
do
back.
Whatever you want to do.
Your feet are on what would have been pedals that are now what you steer with, and then your hand is the handbrakes.
Yeah.
How much what's no. the wait a second, I gotta go back to that we have to go back to that wet vac at some
$150. No, we're not going. We're not going back to the wet
Come
vac.
Come on, I'm 45 now. I need to know.
No, the wet vacs aren't really on sale.
Oh, all right.
We've got the cheapy appliances. Instant Pot is a hot one this
yeah.
holiday
it's
season.
It's like Real Pot? Or?
No, Instant Pot.
Oh, my God. I love that. Snap
I
your fingers.
One of those.
You're not getting one.
I don't know much about
pot.
It could be like marijuana. It could be a pot.
No, it's like a slow cooker.
It's basically well, it's
like ramen.
It is. It is. It's a pressure cooker.
Right. It's like that's why I said it was like a slow cooker
with digital controls.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that it cooks very very quickly and under high. Remember,
it's a pressure cooker.
It's a pressure cooker.
Oh.
Remember when we got rid of pressure cookers because no one knew how to use them and they exploded?
Right.
Well, it's back, and it's called Instant
People
Pot now.
People don't even know how to vote, never mind
I
use
a pressure cooker. I have a pressure cooker, but I have a stovetop
I love
kind,
it.
And they're great.
So, Walmart's got a pretty good deal on the Instant Pot. This is the 8-quart version, $59 for
you
one of those.
You have to stop saying that, because I'm disappointed every time you say that.
What's that, Instant Pot?
Yeah, like,
Instant Pot.
We should take
water.
A trip to Northampton after the
pot.
Show. Yeah. They're probably open 24/7.
No, right. They're closed. The state makes them
shut down. Go camp out at Leicester for tomorrow morning. It's only an hour away.
I'm
going to
start smoking weed every day.
Do it.
For $10, you can get yourself a Farberware K-Cup brewer. You can get a Farberware griddle. So that you can make your bacon and pancakes.
That's up your alley, Winston, a Farberware griddle.
Without needing the stove. Mm-hmm. Or a Farberware copper waffle maker.
How often are you going to use all of those things?
That's that non-stick copper. But here's
a waffle maker.
But here's the thing. I've been bagging on these small appliances every single year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The reality is they sell them out within about 10 minutes of the store opening.
And then they end up in the garage.
Because every year,
no, people,
the one that they got the last year broke. That's why they're back to get a new one at $10.
But you know what? At $10, why not? Yeah. You know, it's not a bad deal.
I have a little mini individual waffle maker that I was given as a gift from somebody bought it at TJ Maxx. I think it was like $7. It works great. I make little waffles with all kinds of fixings.
Don't put the idea of waffles in this idiot's head.
I love
please.
Waffles are great.
I think she's still mad,
waffles
Derek. I'm going to go on a limb.
Still
no, that has
that
nothing,
it,
that has nothing to do with
he
it.
He bought your waffle maker once, right? What happened?
And I make them waffles
what's with
once in a while.
It's a Belgian waffle maker. It's a gift, right?
Yeah. I think I made you a waffle on that waffle iron.
Oh, and you don't use it? Is that the... That's the thing you
not often thing? Enough, I guess.
Did I tell you the story about the first time she used it?
Maybe. I'm trying to remember.
I remember
she mixes up the waffle batter,
yes.
right? And pours it into the waffle maker.
Without spraying anything.
And then she's all upset because she's like, this recipe says that it makes 4 waffles, but it only makes 1.
Oh my God, you poured all of it on the...
Yeah.
It's Ouch. A 4 waffle waffle maker.
Right.
Yeah.
It makes 4 waffles at a time.
Right.
it's a...
You made one big waffle. What's wrong with that? I'd eat it.
That's what I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You throw a little blueberries in there, some chocolate.
You know what I like in my waffle?
A little whipped cream?
Another waffle? Most people hate these things in general. I like raisins.
Ooh.
I know. That's the reaction I always get. Everybody hates it.
Never had raisins in waffles.
That is the correct reaction.
That sounds beyond anything.
I would say 99% of the time. I know like one person. No, they're delicious. It's like this.
How about fingerling potatoes?
They're yummy. I just had them the other day.
Do you like tacky pillows?
No.
What are tacky pillows?
Walmart has the last tacky pillow you will ever need.
These are fun to play with for like 5 minutes.
I don't think I need one.
Yeah, this is one of those things that you're walking through the store and you pick it up and you hold it up in your hands and you're like, colors.
You know what I do with this is I leave little messages on it when I walk by it.
Show me a tacky pillow.
It's right here. This is the holographic reversible sequin sparkle pillow.
How many words do you need describe the darn thing?
So it's like basically,
HSN is like
it's a throw pillow.
It's a throw pillow that has been entirely bedazzled with holographic sequins, so that it changes color when you touch it.
So you can you run your hand down, it's blue, and then you run your hand up, and there's like a gold stripe. You know,
I can see 10 minutes of entertainment out of that.
The last tacky pillow you will ever need. These
coming
are going
to a landfill near you.
These are going to be $5 each.
Is it actually called a tacky pillow?
No, but it should
be. It's just tacky.
It's called the sparkle pillow.
I got you.
They should spell it T A Q U E.
But it is tacky. The other thing
that
we got at Walmart.
Takay.
And they're not the only ones.
Oh, what? Wait. Okay.
All right. Sorry. Don't get excited about this. I know. $249 each for the Pac-Man or Galaga retro arcade machine.
That is cool.
Chris Earle, I know you're aware of these. Winston, I don't know if you're aware of these.
No. They're bringing them back.
Danielle is drooling at the mouth.
It is a full desktop version.
Okay.
Right? It's a stand-up version, right?
This is the thing. Oh. This is the thing about these. It is a reproduction of a full-size arcade cabinet.
Yes.
With all of the artwork and the screen inside and actual arcade joysticks and buttons and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It is 46.5 inches tall.
So it's half the size.
It's half the height.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's only a few inches shorter than I am.
It looks pretty cool, but it's like a midget version of a regular cabinet.
Oh, my God. Who wants to sit there either make it a tabletop or make it a mini, like...
If you're Molly...
Yeah.
It's great because you can play that at a normal height. You might be able to play it.
No, I'm 60. I'm 60. All right, first I'm fat. Now I'm a midget.
Oh, my God.
But no, I'm 63 inches. How big did you say this is?
No, but I mean, when you stand up, like, your arms are probably around the right height for this thing. For people like Winston and myself, we're like bent, hunched over.
These freaks, these tall freaks.
Trying to use this.
It's 2 feet. Yeah.
46 inches?
No.
I'm 67 inches.
That's right under 4 feet.
They basically recommend
that
you play it.
Boobs.
That's how tall that is?
If that gives you a thing.
They basically recommend that you play it while you're in a chair. And it's like, what is the point of buying this giant
tabletop
arcade cabinet?
Novelty.
Let me go back to the sloth. People like to rest. And the millennials that are buying these like to sit down and rest.
Millennials won't buy
these. Right? But the thing is they're not going to buy it. And the adults that want to stand up and do this and throw it in their cellar isn't going to buy them because it's half the size. Because
you could go to like Woburn Vending and get them used for the same price.
You're
going to
see those for 50% off.
Yeah. And this is the thing.
Or you could probably get the golf game that was in every bar in town.
This product,
it is cool,
Golden Tee.
Yeah.
This product is a great idea.
Yes.
But they got the size wrong.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the
size
problem
matters
is,
in this case.
If you make it any bigger, it's going to be a $400 thing, and nobody wants to buy it now.
Which is weird because at this point they should have streamlined the electronics, and it really shouldn't be the screen, I guess, is really the.
Well, the flat screen alone is
$50. Cool. It is pretty cool. I've seen it. It's nice.
You've probably seen them on. I mean, I saw them.
Does
online.
It come with gum already stuck to it, or do you have to pay extra for that?
And
yourself.
Pizza.
Pizza, greasy.
A slice of pizza.
Does it come with a greasy handle and schmutz on the button, or what?
How great, Daniela brought this up, was the tabletop version of like Space Invaders, Pac-Man. You could put your pizza and sew it on it.
Coffee
that
table machines.
That would have been so cool.
Yeah.
That would have been so cool.
I'm surprised IKEA hasn't done
I'm
coffee table arcade
not,
game.
I bet you if you go on YouTube, somebody DIY'd that by now.
We could be millionaires by next year.
All you have to do is just go to IKEA, get some sort of table that has a clear glass top that you can drop, like those shadow coffee tables. You can put shells and crap in.
A store called Toys That Middle-Aged Men and Women Want.
Legos.
Yes.
It's very catchy. I like it.
Yes.
So,
how about a tabletop made out of Legos with Pac-Man in it?
Mmm. I like it.
Asking price, $10,000. I sell two. I can retire.
Why not ask for a million? I mean,
so Walmart, generally speaking, we are whelmed. We are not overwhelmed. Oh. We are not underwhelmed. We are whelmed.
Simply whelmed.
Target.
I love Target. Target has become my favorite store.
I love Target, too. Yeah.
Target's great.
Not a fan.
Target opens at 5 o'clock Thursday. So you skip the high school football game and you get in line.
I'm going to go to the one near me in Watertown, and I'm just going to taunt everybody in line.
I'm not blown away by Target.
Maybe like, are you guys wicked cold?
So they're actually open on Thanksgiving.
Well, not in Massachusetts, but in other parts.
Oh, I got you. I got you. Okay.
We have global
reach. 12:01. Yes, yes, yes. Weren't you paying attention?
Yes. But I said they open at 5 a.m.
There'll be a test at the end. Yes. I know.
So here we go. They got the same Instant Pot deal.
Only let's go to Twin River tomorrow.
It's $69.95, and you get a $10 gift card.
And some pot.
Final same price.
Same
but
price in the end, but you're
hassle.
Stuck spending
yeah.
money at.
What do they call that weed card? Don't you have to have a weed card?
No,
you can just walk in now.
You can just walk in.
It used to be like a medical card.
Yeah, medical marijuana card.
Med card.
We got to talk about this more because I need to get high every day. I got to do it.
You should do edibles because they'll last longer and they're nicer.
I'm going to just get high.
Easier on your
lungs. Rest of my life, I'm just getting high every day.
The 55-inch 4K TV has broken the $200 barrier. If you don't mind owning a Mega Sony.
Mega Sony.
I think it's a Mega Sony makes this one.
Panatronic.
Yeah, Panatronic. It's an Element. I don't know who that is. You don't want that.
RCP.
Quasar.
Quasar.
Oh my God, we had a Quasar microwave in
Quasar
here.
Quasar was a great
Zenith
brand.
Kid. It's a Zenith.
Compared to Element.
Yeah.
Here's one. 50% off surveillance. Because surveillance is a popular theme.
They want everybody recording it
this holiday season,
and nobody can do that if it's expensive.
You got to get the the Nest, get some surveillance. It's worth having.
No, this is the Google Home
Stop
Mini.
Stop buying expensive stuff, and nobody will want to steal it. Problem solved.
This isn't you surveilling others. This is others surveilling you. This is the Google Home Mini.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
$25 to have Google employees listen to you have sex.
Wow.
Just $25.
Well, that's
when am I having
boring,
sex?
Yeah, when,
that's going to be a boring 15
they're
years.
Be waiting a
when's
long
that
time.
In 2022?
They'll know everything
it's
about
in the
you.
Future.
They're like, good God.
I'll give them the $25 if they can make that happen.
Listen, I dare you.
It's like, I'm going to give you $25 if you watch me.
And the payoff
and
in the end
guarantee.
Ain't going to be all that either.
Yeah, and it's a guarantee.
Beats by Dre, because Target just can't help themselves.
Now, we've been talking about the Beats by Dre for years now.
I think it's a scam.
Still terrible.
It is. It's just a headphone. Just
yeah,
cares.
I don't think they're as good. They may have been really good when they
I
first came
earbuds,
out, but I bet
but
you now they don't.
Yeah.
These aren't even the good ones.
I'm
these
cynical.
Are the crappy wireless ones.
Yeah.
And they are $89.99.
Just keep your eyes peeled.
$110 off, kids.
Listen, just keep your eyes peeled.
It must be good.
You'll find one in the gutter because it probably falls out.
Do they have Beats by Dre earbuds? Or just the,
that's what these
that's
are.
What these
oh, they're
are.
Earbuds. But they're wireless.
All right. I didn't know that they had them. I always assumed they had the over-the-ear headphone.
They hook over your ear so that they can still have that big logo on the side so that everyone knows you're wearing Beats.
Other than here at the station, I'm never wearing headphones.
No,
never. Unless I go out and I'm exercise and I'll put in my earbuds.
I use them for hands-free calls in the car sometimes if I'm going to be on for a period of time. But yeah, I agree. Headphones are not a thing. Once I left here, it was like, what's a headphone?
Here's another deal you can get everywhere. You don't have to go to Target for it.
Oxygen.
It's available everywhere. And someone has a better offer on this. Nintendo Switch is $299. That's
what is the
normal.
Sell me on
Switch?
The
is this
Nintendo
a handheld?
Switch.
Normal price on it.
It's the one console I haven't bought.
It's good. It's if you have ever liked a Mario game, if you have ever enjoyed a Mario game at any point in your life, you must own a Nintendo Switch and you must own Super Mario Odyssey.
But isn't it the same as? Is it similar to the Wii?
What if you
version?
Only kind of like
totally. Totally
Wait.
Different.
So what can you do with it? You can use the remote as a sword and stuff?
The Nintendo Switch, the best way to think about it is think of a tablet computer. And the controls are mounted on the edges of the tablet computer.
Oh, I gotcha.
So you can take it
with
you.
That's why it's a Switch.
Anywhere you go. Like you can have it
and play
work.
With your friends.
Play
you
like a DS or a Game Boy.
Yeah, you can have it in the doctor's office. If you're sitting on a train, you can sit on the train and you can play the Switch.
So it's almost like
but
an airdrop
home,
you and
you
have a network.
It and you can play it like it would be if it were a stationary console.
At home, you slide it into its charging dock, slip the controllers off, and you play it on your TV.
I get you. Okay.
All right.
So I'm in.
It's, now, so I have to love, I can, could I only kind of like Mario as a friend and get it? Or do I have to absolutely love
what I'm saying is if you were a Super
Mario. You could be a friends with benefits with
Mario.
Right.
If you're a Super Mario fan.
What if I like Mario, but I'm like in love with Zelda?
Or
with Luigi.
If you are a Zelda fan.
What if I like Mario's other brother, Luigi?
The absolute best games they've ever made in both of those series are on the Switch.
See, I used to buy the console for the game, too. Does that come with the Switch?
What?
Mario comes with the Switch?
Does it come with E.T. is really the important question.
For the holiday season, this is what they're doing. They're doing the Switch for $2.99 with Mario Kart.
That's cool.
Which is a great game. Yeah. And it's like everybody wants to play Mario Kart.
But I got Mario Kart on the Wii.
This is
different.
You have Wii?
This is
I do.
Yeah, I have Wii too.
The Wii U version with all of the extra tracks included.
I have original Nintendo.
So it's sort of the super deluxe version of Mario Kart. And that's not a bad game. But again, you can get the Switch anywhere. You don't have to get up and go to Target. That will be available all holiday season long.
Just rip it out of a kid's hand.
I still play Battlefront every day. It's a great game. Star Wars. PS4.
Even with the loot boxes?
Mm-hmm.
They've got a pretty decent Samsung $300 off. This is a Samsung 65-inch 4K.
That's a Target?
You know it's a lot when they take $300 off.
Ultra HD TV. This is one of the better deals that's out there, and it's $300 off. $799 will get you this 65-inch Samsung. It's a good TV. This is actually a good TV that you will want to own.
Samsung's a good TV.
It's got HDR.
Some saying, not
I
so much.
I believe this is a smart TV. They don't. Yes, it's a smart TV. It's got everything built in. So
wicked smart.
Set it up. Hook it up to your Wi-Fi. You're good to go. That's a nice deal on that TV.
65 inches.
I don't want anything smarter than me in my house.
I got it. It's awesome.
We've got we got 4K Blu-ray players.
Okay.
For $150.
No.
And then they've also got 4K Blu-ray players for less.
Just get a PS4. It's got the Blu-ray in it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what we have.
Well, not 4K.
But not 4K, right?
Yeah. So
there is a 4K PS4, though.
There is.
It's like $500, though.
Are we going to talk
bucks.
About that Apple or no?
If you want to, no. If you want to pay extra for that.
Yeah.
Derek's like, you can look that up on your own time.
Yeah. Yes. Doorbuster prices on surveillance for your home. $50 off the large Google Home, and $50 off the Google Home with the screen. I believe that also has a camera so that Google can watch you in addition to listening to you.
If I get one of these bigger ones, do they actually provide the person I'm going to have sex with?
No, I don't think they do.
Well, that's not going to
be. But they will.
That's $25 extra.
But they will start collecting data on whoever walks into your home. So that's a win. You want that. This is a bizarre offer.
What's that?
This is the. Which brand is
this?
Oh,
yeah. The 23andMe.
Yeah, this is the 23andMe DNA testing kit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I actually already have. Yeah. I have one that I haven't used yet.
We're officially on the government list.
Free $10 gift card with purchase.
I'm already. Mm-hmm. They already have my fingerprints. So, yeah, but they
don't. I don't DNA care. When I'm long dead, they can have my data. I don't care.
I don't know my background.
Like,
so
oh,
somebody that's in
French?
You know, somebody in a situation like mine having something like that's kind of nice.
Here's another.
When you don't know.
How much is it? 23andMe, half price.
$59.99.
I paid, I think I paid 100.
Bucks off of it or
I paid 120 for mine because I got the one that does not only the DNA, like they tell you your ethnicity, but they can also tell you about like health stuff.
Gotcha.
And they share that with insurance companies, so good luck.
PlayStation VR, $100 off. You know why? Nobody wants it.
These VR things, aren't they just you putting your phone into some sort of thing that you just put up against your face?
No, this actually syncs up with your PlayStation. Yeah. You wear a little
helmet.
It's
like a helmet.
Nobody I have a hard enough time wearing my phone for a long period.
It seems like it would be cool.
Up in my face.
No killer app. No good software.
What about the Star Wars one? Any good?
And
it's only got like one game on it, right?
And the resolution on the PlayStation VR is
very low. I want like virtual reality where I can...
That's no good.
I go to like Market Basket.
You know, we're right around the corner from that.
I want virtual reality Market Basket.
VR is the 3D of
3D TV of
2018. Yeah.
Right.
It did not work.
Hoverboards are laughing at them.
$4 more movies that failed. These were in theaters in some cases weeks ago, and now they're yours for $4 on DVD. Your choice of Peter Rabbit.
Great movie.
The movie that no one asked for?
I actually heard it. That was good.
It's funny.
Chris was like, excuse me, I asked for it, and I went to see it.
I was surprised. It was funny.
Ferdinand? That's the one about the bull?
Don't know it.
The Pope?
No, the bull.
The bull. Oh, the bull.
So-so. I saw it. So-so. Not too bad.
Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom?
Lousy.
Greatest Showman, selling at Walmart, but not at Target. $4 DVD.
Great movie.
Hotel Transylvania 3.
Didn't see the first two.
$4.
Me neither.
Just left theaters a week ago. Oceans.
Not real thrilled with it.
Oceans 8. $4.
I saw it. Wasn't that bad.
Not interested.
Really?
Wasn't bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, in some cases they're offering promotional prices on these, but if they're selling the DVDs for $4, it usually means we bought too much.
I want to see Ocean Zero.
Here's some bad news. Justice League, $6 on Blu-ray.
Lousy movie.
Bad news for who?
Perfectly understood. Wonder Woman, $6 on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Tough times.
It was okay.
Tough times for Wonder Woman. Yeah. She was riding high last year.
DC's doing everything wrong with those guys. I was looking forward to Justice League my entire life. What a horrible movie it was.
This year, she's driving for Uber.
Gal Gadot.
You're Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman 1984 is next summer, isn't it?
She's busting the tables. Yeah.
No, they moved it back to 2020.
Good.
The solo DVD, $10 at Target. Again, so
where are you picking up? For $10. What the hell?
It's cheaper at Walmart.
Yeah.
And not worth it either way. Here's a good thing that you can get. I believe this is a Target exclusive. This is Giant Jenga. Yeah, this is a Target exclusive.
That's cool. I was looking at that.
Yeah. This is
we have it. We haven't used it yet. Couldn't you just make
that,
though?
I guess you couldn't store it after. I kind of just want to burn it after we're done playing, so I don't have to store it anywhere.
$39.99 for the Giant Jenga.
Oh.
So
that's $40, though.
Yeah.
I know.
For wooden blocks.
That's not...
For firewood.
Buy some Duraflames.
I don't understand this at all.
Durajenga.
Yes. I'm into disposable games.
I'm just playing once and then burn them. Yeah, yeah.
This is the Disney Princess something or other horse that your little girl
Princess
can mount. Your little girl can mount this horse.
I don't know if I'd want my little girl mounting a horse.
It's $70 and little girls love mounting horses. So
you think you didn't have room for Jenga?
There you go.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Jeez. I think the horse would eat. This is a giant plastic horse.
You know
horse.
What? Take your kid to the Stop and Shop and let it ride the merry-go-round.
I have respect for horses.
This is a giant plastic horse.
I have respect for mounting.
All equicanarian things.
Equestrian.
This may be
one of the... Are you talking about a religion?
Yeah.
This may be one of the most horrifying things I've ever seen.
Which one?
I've seen it, believe me.
No.
I do not want to see another picture of her.
No.
Please.
No.
God,
this
no.
is.
Please stop.
I'll let you go.
It's supposed to be a happy Thanksgiving.
This is Pikachu made out of some kind of building blocks.
Yeah.
Only it doesn't look anything like Pikachu.
Exactly.
It's a crappy off-brand.
Okay. I thought it was going to be Pikachu, too, but it wasn't.
It looks like Pikachu if you're having a bad acid trip.
Well, because this is blocks, and blocks are squared, and Pikachu is a soft plush round. Also, there's a Pikachu movie with Ryan Reynolds. Sorry to sidetrack. But
I know.
Yeah. I thought it was a joke.
Is that game still big?
Yes.
The Pikachu game?
Oh, yeah. It's
Pokemon
huge.
Go?
I never got into it.
But don't get me started with him and Pokemon.
You still doing it?
Cow. Oh, my God.
$10 three-foot stuffed bear. Which I know Winston likes.
$10.
$10. 3 foot stuffed bear.
I don't know.
What's it stuffed with? Weed?
Still Target?
I wish. $10 for a bear that size?
You can get 2.5 of those. So 2 in the head for as much as you'd spend on this god awful looking Pikachu.
What's that Elmo? That's not Tickle Me still, is it?
No, there's always some.
It's always
Show Me on the Elmo where he touched you?
It's Tickle Me Elmo. Tickle Me Elmo's back.
Whether he wants it or not, he gets tickled.
$10.
The tickler. The French Tickle Me Elmo.
Seriously.
This is the second most disturbing thing I saw this holiday season.
I would never buy that for a child. Sorry.
Yeah. For $80, this is the Melissa and Doug Deluxe Cleaning Set.
I was just about to have a seizure.
Comes with
is this for kids?
Comes with a mop. Comes with a duster. Comes with a broom.
$80 for stuff you could go to the dollar store and buy.
Are you getting me one of these?
I am.
Derek, are you getting me one?
But does anyone
else... We need to start a company called Chris and Danielle, and we need to come up with all of this nonsense.
Does anyone else looking at this, WMFO Medford, they like it when I say that.
Yeah, that's
does anyone else looking at this see the same problem with this image that I do?
Let me see.
The fact that the nationality of this individual.
There is it's a boy, right?
Hispanic child.
It's a Hispanic boy.
There is a little minority child playing with the Melissa and Doug cleaning set. It's a boy. But they're basically...
Goes with my theory as well.
I saw that immediately, saying, like, and then I saw the second thing.
Prepare your child for his future as a janitor in white America.
Your gay, reality. Useless male child.
Sanitation engineer to you, sir.
Next year's Melissa's and Doug's big... product is going to be a deli slicer.
I'm surprised.
Nice.
I am very
buy good. That actually, for I'd roast buy beef. That.
No, a toy one, not a real one.
I am very surprised that Target let that slip because they're usually better than that.
But but look at the crap that's there for $80. Like Daniela said, go to the dollar store, get a mop,
a duster,
get some Clorox
$10
get
some bleach, you're in,
and you can have that kid help you with the stuff. Teach
what
him
a joke!
Because you're really just buying it to teach the kid how to do chores.
What an unbelievable time we live in!
And you go behind the dollar store and you get a fake ID for the kid and you can actually put him to work.
Listen.
At the half dollar store.
We're going to take 30 seconds to stay in good graces with the FCC. This is WMFO Medford.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars to in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Texas?
WMFO Medford. We are back with